A delegation from Lisabine National School has been telling Kerry County councillors about the dangers that children are facing going to and from school. A delegation from the school told Kerry County councillors in relation to what's happening. Michelle Barrett is a chair of the Parents Association of Lisabine National School with me on the line. Michelle, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me on.
Can you tell me, Michelle, what is the situation at the school? It's a very well-known national school. Obviously, lots of people every day travel the N22 Cork Road into Killarney. Lots more people travel the N72 at Rathmore. Those two roads intersect at the roundabout, and the school is just off on the left-hand side of the roundabout. So is that part of the issue here, how busy the road is, two major arteries intersecting?
Yeah, so I suppose the issue is kind of twofold. We have the school car park, which is no longer fit for purpose. And then we have the N22, which, as you mentioned there, the school is alongside and adjacent to the Lisabine roundabout with those major roads coming into it from the N72 and the N22 from the Glenfest side. And indeed, the traffic as well, travelling out of Killarney, heading out both those two roads as well, is very heavy with traffic. So I suppose just to kind of outline the issues with the car park first off, our car park was built in 2007 for a much smaller enrollment, and the school has dramatically grown since then. So like today we have 217 pupils from 170 families attending the school, and we have no bus service and no safe walkways with being on the N22. So parents drop and pick up their children with individual cars. And so our car park is overcrowded. And this has basically left kind of safety issues within the car park, because parents have, they're having to park on pedestrian crossways and drop-off zones. And they're using them as parking spaces essentially and reversing to exit, which is posing a serious risk to the kids, and between everything there is near accidents every day. And then when every possible space is gone in the car park, that's when severe congestion is in play. Cars have no choice then but to start parking on the left and the right of the N22 leading back towards Killarney on the hard shoulder. Kids are getting out onto grass verges and walking towards the school. If they're across from the school, they then need to try cross the N22. And the traffic build-up then that is occurring on the N22 at that time leads into the roundabout, and that roundabout traffic then extends into the school car park, and that makes it difficult for cars to actually enter and exit. So the whole thing becomes a complete bottleneck.
And then all it takes is for one slip, one blind spot, one sort of a decision made, a stumble, a trip or a fall, and the worst could happen.
Yeah, exactly. And look, you know, I suppose everybody is trying to go through their routines in the morning. They're trying to safely drop their kids and get to work and arrive to work safely themselves. But at the same time, you know, everybody has days that you're going to be rushing, days that maybe things don't go your way, where you're a bit frustrated. And that's when those slips, tumbles, falls, mistakes can be made. And we're just lucky that we haven't had a serious accident yet, but we can see it escalating. And it's getting to a point now where if we don't do something, that there could be a serious accident. And I suppose the other side, that's kind of like, I suppose, the issues within the car park. But because we're spilling out onto the M22, we're dealing with a whole set of different issues out there. So like in that particular area alone, and this is from the survey that they did for the Farn Ford to Killarney Road earlier last year, there's 14,000, between 14,000 and 20,000 vehicles passing through that area every day. And the speed limit at just outside Lisbon National School is 60 kilometres per hour. Like, the recommended speed limit for a school zone is 30 kilometres per hour. And our children are getting out on the side of that N22 and they're parking across the road on a leeway. And we're so grateful but heavily dependent on our school crossing guard to ensure that our kids are able to and parents are able to get over and back during pick up and drop off times safely. And like, there's no, there's a sign, one sign on approach from the Killarney side to the school, saying, you know, school ahead. There's one sign from the Glenfesk and currently none from the Rathmore side. Now, we did attend, myself and the school principal, Ellen Cagney, a Killarney Municipal District meeting. And we presented our issues there. And we were, you know, very pleased with the feedback that we got from Kerry County Council and the councillors at the meeting. And I have to say special thanks to Councillor Niall Kelleher, who made it possible for us to attend that meeting and has been so supportive in helping us with these issues as we've gone on this journey. And so Kerry County Council have said that they will be erecting new signage from the Cork side, the Glenfesk side, the Killarney side and the Rathmore side. And they will put road markings down, because there's no road markings either for saying, you know, yeah, school crossing up ahead. There's no road markings at the actual school crossing itself. So, look, I suppose if you can just picture it, you've got cars parked on either side of the road. You've got a high volume of traffic. You've got kids getting out of cars. This is going to lead to poor visibility. You've got the speed factor. And it's just the risks are adding up and the safety is getting less and less. And we need to do something to improve the situation.
And you mentioned the traffic. You can think of a Friday afternoon and a bank holiday weekend. And you can see the traffic that builds up outside Killarney and the frustration that can happen there coming into that one intersection of the road as well. Just on the physical infrastructure, Michelle, is there any leeway to enlarge the car park? There isn't, is there? I know there's an AstroTurf pitch there. There's a rail line behind the school. So is the school hemmed in terms of expansion, shall we say?
Absolutely. Yeah, there is one section behind our AstroTurf, which is kind of for kind of staff parking. And it's not surfaced and it's not lined. And if that was to be surfaced and lined, we possibly could get in a couple of extra spaces there. But aside from that, there is no
With the numbers you have, that won't keep cars off the road. Why isn't there a bus service? Or is that part of the answer? Could that be?
Well, I suppose it's in order to have a bus service, no, I'm not like 100% on this, but I think you have to be so many kilometres from the school. And I suppose a lot of our school community are close by the school. So, and then as well, the bus services, I was only talking to a lady yesterday about this from a completely different area, and 700 and something euro. It's expensive. And if you live nearby the school, it obviously makes more sense for you to drop as you're going to work. In mentioning a bus service, it would be absolutely fantastic if the TFI local link would add a stop that was at Lisabegeen School. I think that could be of huge benefit. Older kids could, you know, travel on the link bus coming out from the Killarney side, which would take some of the volume off the road. And it would be a huge benefit to the community and the school in general anyway. So I think that would be worth considering.
Sorry, and I'm just thinking of all of the campaigns and all of the money that's been towards it and all of the ideas. And now, notwithstanding, look, I'm not a road engineer. I know you're not a road engineer either. But the active travel ambitions, the idea of getting kids to cycle to school. Now, I'm not sure if I was a parent at that school, I'd be happy with my child travelling from some part of Killarney through several roundabouts, national roads, and trying to get into Lisabegeen National School via bicycle. Not sure that's the answer either. Unless a lane could be put in there, but again, that's down to engineering and road changes and all sorts of different things. And I know that you mentioned the Cork Kerry Economic Corridor of Farran 4 and from Farran 4 that might take traffic off that section of the road as well. Again, all of those things maybe should be considered, but maybe not the answer in terms of having the kids cycle to school either. A bus service might be much safer.
Look, I suppose while the Farm 4 to Killarney Road is in...
Michelle Barrett, Chair of the Parents Association of the Sligo National School, talking about that school, the dangers to children there near Mrs. Daly. It's an intersection of two incredibly busy roads and a roundabout just at the entrance to the school. And there, Michelle, are you with me on the line?
Yes, yeah, I'm with you.
Yes, sorry, I lost you there for a second. So the signage is going to go in, is that, and really that, and perhaps maybe the local link option would improve things. Is that how you're feeling about it?
Well, if we could get digital signage that you had the possibility of reducing the speed limit during the pick up and drop off times, that would significantly increase our safety around the school. Kerry County Council have said that they are working on a design for the internal car park, so that will improve things also. They'd be the key elements. And also, if we had like the TFI link bus, that would take some traffic off the road as well. So they'd be huge improvements. Also, pencil boulders along where the kids are getting out on the N21 would just increase safety as well. All these little things can increase safety. But I suppose in regards to the speed limit, that again is a decision by TII, and there'll be little to no change whilst that Farn Port Killarney Road is under design and development. And they're not due to begin construction of that until 2030. That's 4 years down the line. In 4 years, the way things are going now, it's escalating. And in months, not even years, we could be looking at a more serious accident. And nobody wants that. Absolutely nobody. So what I'd like to see is action now. Action now. Safety, let's flip the table, increase the safety and reduce the risk instead of the risk increasing and our safety depleting.
Okay. All right, Michelle. Listen, thanks very much for telling us about that. That is Michelle Barrett there on the line, Chair of the Parents Association, Lisbegin National School, on her delegation that went from the school to meet with members of Kerry County Council, the Killarney Municipal District on that. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme.